In this corner, in top fighting form, coming to you every Monday through Friday at this time in thrilling, action-packed stories, America's number one hero, world's champion of boxing and of fair play, from Ham Fisher's famous comic strip, Joe Palooka. Joe Palooka's first defense of his heavyweight title since his return from the Army brought about accusations against Joe that he had carried the fight for racketeer Blackie Ballinger and his gambling ring. Shortly after this, Joe disappeared. In our last episode, we learned that Joe did not run off, but was hit over the head by two of Blackie Ballinger's henchmen, Al and Rock, who threw Joe unconscious into a refrigerated freight car. In just a moment, we'll present episode 6, The Warning. But first, and now, episode 6, The Warning. We rejoin Al and Rock shortly after they have disposed of Joe. Rock hurriedly comes out of a drugstore and gets into a nearby parked car, where a furtive and frightened Al sits behind the wheel.
Come on, let's get going.
Did you talk to Blackie?
I'll tell you about it when we get moving. Now, come on, get going.
Well, what did you tell him? What did he say, huh? What'd you tell him?
I talked to him, but he wants to see us. That's where we're going now. Look where you're driving, will you? Do you want to kill somebody?
No. No, that's why I'm worried. We were just supposed to see that Joe Palooka disappeared for a couple of days, not for life.
Shut up. I told you we don't know nothing. We just put Joe Palooka in a freight car, understand?
No, we didn't. We put him in a refrigerator car, and he was unconscious, and he might even
I told you to forget that. Look, we were just obeying Blackie's orders, understand? Now, you listen and listen close. This is what we're going to tell Blackie. He was going up to Ann's house to
Who's
see...
that?
That's Joe Palooka's girlfriend, stupid.
Oh.
To make this little gambling affair seem complete, Blackie went up to give this Ann a little present, seeing as how she's Joe's favorite lady friend, and Joe's been so cooperative with us.
Oh, yeah, he sure was cooperative. And look at the way that we treated him. Refrigerator car.
I sent lay off that stupid.
What about the dame?
Well, Blackie went up to see her, and we're going over to his place to meet him.
Are you going to tell him the truth?
I told you what the truth is. The truth is that we just hit Joe Palooka over the head, put him into a freight car, and the freight pulled out, and that's all.
Yeah, but the truth ain't that. The truth is that we put him in the refrigerator.
Look, you, am I going to have to bat you on that thick head of yours to try to get something into it? Blackie doesn't want to have a murder rap on his hands. Neither do we. If they ever find Joe Palooka in a refrigerator car in a condition from which he ain't able to come to, why then, we just followed Blackie's orders, understand? If worse comes to worse, we just saw to it that Joe Palooka was going to be missing for a couple of days.
Remember, I told you, you can't have a guy missing for a couple of days and not forever. Not the way we were.
If you don't quit thinking things like that, you're going to be missing.
Okay, Rock, okay.
Now, don't let the cat out of the bag when we talk to Blackie. Blackie Ballinger's one guy in this world I don't want to have sore at me.
Yeah, Rock. You and me both.
Who's there?
Just us, boss.
Well, come on in, boys.
Well, Blackie, we did just as you
thought. Close the door first. Well, come on. Don't just stand there. Sit down. Everything's fine. Look, what are you boys so worried about?
Nothing, Blackie. Yeah, everything's going along fine.
Yeah, everything's fine.
Well, things sure went good for me at Miss Howe's. Boys, I'm telling you, she's really worried. I think even Joe Palooka's mother is sure he's involved in this gambling racket.
How did this Miss Howe like your little present?
She didn't appreciate my little token of affection. But I more than accomplished my purpose. Boys, we don't have to worry about Joe Palooka ever getting in our way again by just his being the model, clean-cut, honest young American athlete.
Oh, then you know he's out of the way, boss.
Shut up, you fool.
Wait a minute. What goes on here?
Well, you said we don't have to worry about Joe Palooka being in the way. So I thought you knew.
We hit him over the head and dumped him in an empty freight car so he'd be missing for a couple of days, just like you wanted us to.
Oh? Well, I was referring to the fact that we ruined Palooka's reputation enough so that the guy who's been our biggest obstacle in keeping the fight game the way we want it to be won't bother us anymore.
Oh? Well, we were referring to something else.
No, we weren't, boss. That's what Al was referring to, too. Weren't you, Al?
Yeah.
How about that, Al? Were we both referring to the same thing?
Oh, God. Yeah, sure. I was referring to that, too.
What were we referring to, Al?
Joe Palooka's reputation. He's a good guy and an obstacle, like you said, and we have to... And there's a racket, so if we ruin Joe's obstacle, then he'll get a reputation from boxing and...
Of all the stupid guys, I...
Okay. Al, now tell me what you really meant when I said Joe was out of the way.
But it's just like Rock said, just like you wanted us to. We hit Palooka on the head and dumped him in a freight car, and he's missing.
Mm.
What are you going to do, Blackie? We didn't do nothing honest.
All right, Al. Come on. Talk.
Blackie, put that gun away, Blackie. I'll talk. Yeah, I'll talk.
You talk and I'll kill you.
You don't talk and I'll kill you.
Oh, gosh. What's in it for me?
Come on now, you brainless moron.
Blackie, we dumped Joe in the fridge. We had a freight car unconscious. And the train pulled out.
Well, you certainly messed this one up. Did anyone see you near Joe? Anyone see you do it?
I thought there was someone in the freight yards watching us.
There wasn't anyone. We followed Palooka into a hamburger joint on 10th Avenue. Hey, wait a minute. The guy behind the counter might have recognized Joe. We all walked out without eating our stuff.
Fine. All we need is just one witness to identify you two as the guys who were following Joe Palooka just before his disappearance. Okay, you two first-class idiots. Now get down and show this hash house guy that you don't have any connection with Joe Palooka's disappearance.
What do you mean, boss?
Just make sure this guy don't talk. Now get going. You better not mess this one up, see?
Come on, Al, you and your big mouth. Okay, Al. Park right here in front of this hamburger joint.
Oh, there's that guy we're looking for. Coming out the door now, Rock.
Hey, Bud.
Huh? You talking to me, mister?
Yeah. Step over here a minute, will you?
You talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. Now,
get in!
Hey, you quit shoving. Who you pushing? I don't know you guys. Hey, what goes
get
on here?
In there. Come on, Al. Get going.
Hey, you guys can't do this to me.
Can you feel that rot in your ribs?
Well, maybe you can. What's this all about?
You just sit right here and listen for a while.
Hey, look. I didn't do nothing. You must have the wrong guy.
Shut up.
Yeah, shut up. We got troubles enough of our own.
Head for the bridge, Al.
The bridge? Hey, look, what... What are you gonna do?
Have you ever seen us before?
Well, it's kind of dark. I can't tell.
Okay. Look at me.
Yeah. Yeah, you're the guys that come in around midnight tonight. You followed this other guy in and out. A big boy that sort of looked like Joe Palooka.
Uh-oh.
And you... You two walked off without paying for your hamburgers. Hey, you owe me a half a buck.
Half a buck you want from us, huh? Brother, you'll be lucky if we give you your life.
No. Now, wait a minute, guys. You can forget the half buck. I didn't mean nothing. I don't know you. Honest, I don't know you.
That's exactly what we want you to say, brother.
Yeah.
Don't ever forget that. You never saw us before in your life. You never saw us before in your life.
No.
Never, you understand? Yeah. And that guy who was in the restaurant, the one who looked like Joe Palooka, you never saw him.
We're on the bridge, Rock.
Okay, stop the car. What's your name?
Pete Hansen.
Okay. Get this, Pete Hansen, and get it good.
Yeah.
Or you might find yourself floating in the East River down there. You never saw either one of us before. We were never in your hash house. Neither was this other big boy we followed. In case anyone asks, that's your story, and you're telling it to your wife and your kids
And the cops.
The cops?
That's right. And if you don't stick to that story, you might fall off this bridge some night with a bullet in that head of yours. It'd be safer if you went off the bridge right now.
Wait a minute, fellas. I'll do what you say, so help me. I never saw you before. And I never saw that other guy, that Joe, but... I don't know from nothing.
Okay, now you're getting smart. Get out. And keep your big mouth shut. Yeah. And the next time, we'll carry you out.
Yeah.
Okay, Al. Let's go. Pete Hansen, the one man who might provide a clue to Joe's disappearance, doesn't appear as if he'll be able to do so. In just a minute, we'll tell you about the next exciting episode of Joe Palooka, but first... Tomorrow, Jerry and Nobby Walsh track down Mr. Pete Hansen. Don't miss The Man Who Wouldn't Talk, the next exciting episode in the thrilling story of...
Joe Palooka!